Hey all, it's Dan. Look, I know you're busy. You got stuff to do. I certainly don't want to waste your time. So strap in and hold on tight. This is a 3-minute episode.
Well, pour yourself a glass, sit for a spill. It's time to have some fun. Let's do a little thinking, some picking and a drinking. This is what we're drinking with Dan Dunn.
In his book, The Negroni, Drinking to La Dolce Vita, the late great cocktail historian Gary Regan credits the cocktail's creation to a Florentine nobleman by the name of Count Camillo Negroni, who was known far and wide for both his love of strong drink and his surliness. At the time of the Negroni's invention in 1919, the Count had recently returned to Florence from America, where he'd spent time slugging whiskey and wrangling rodeo bulls. So when he marched down to his local cafe and demanded an Americano with more than the usual kick to it, bartender Fosco Scarselli knew better than to trifle with the gentleman. Scarselli delivered the added oomph the Count desired by swapping gin for club soda, and in so doing, sired a drink for the ages. Gary Regan was many things, including bartender emeritus at the Dead Rabbit in New York City and author of numerous spirited tomes, including The Bartender's Bible, New Classic Cocktails, and The Joy of Mixology. He swore by his Negroni origin story, avowing it to be, quote, as factual as the Battle of Waterloo. Like the best classic cocktails, the Negroni is predicated upon simplicity of structure and complexity of ingredients. To construct one properly, you need an old-fashioned glass or a coupe, a strainer, bar spoon, and a mixing glass. In the mixing glass, combine equal parts London Dry Gin, Campari, and sweet vermouth. Stir these ingredients gently with ice. So we're clear, a Negroni should never be shaken. That's just plain rude. If you want options, well, you're free to enjoy it up or on the rocks. You could even tap into your inner Fosco Scarselli and do some swapping of your own. Perhaps a little Del Maguey Vita Mezcal instead of the gin for a smokier, savier tipple. Once the drink has been successfully transferred to the glass, I suggest you give it the Gary Regan treatment. That is an additional stir with your finger. Gary was infamous for the finger-stirred Negroni, which, he always used to say, makes a world of difference, in a good way, of course. A proper Negroni is to be garnished with an orange twist and an orange twist only. No substitutes. Indeed, Gary went so far as to say the orange twist is nearly as essential a component of the drink as the alcohol, with an emphasis on the word nearly. I'm Dan Dunn, and this has been a 3-minute episode.